Welcome back to DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. On Sunday, we wrapped up our Always and Everywhere series, where we've been looking at the movement of the gospel from Jerusalem, where it started, to the ends of the earth, where it is today, and how we, collectively as a church, and you as an individual, can be part of this continuing movement. And we've covered a lot of ground in this series, from Acts chapter 1, where Jesus leaves his followers ready to launch forward with the gospel message and mission, to Acts chapter 8, where Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch meet one another, and the gospel moves a little bit further and a little bit farther out, to Acts chapter 13, where Barnabas and Saul kick off foreign missions, taking the gospel global. Well, this past Sunday, we were in Acts chapter 20, verses 18 through 24, talking about how much has been accomplished for the gospel, but there's still much more to be done. There's still more gospel work to be done. And in verses 18 through 24, Paul, talking with the leaders of the church in Ephesus, kind of gives his final goodbye to them, because shortly after this, he would be arrested. He would be taken to Rome to await trial. And Paul, in these verses, gives us several key things to help you and I carry on the gospel work today. These verses say this, "And when they," the Ephesian elders, "came to him," Paul, "he said to them, 'You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how I did not shrink back from declaring to you anything that was profitable, in teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, only I may finish my course, the ministry that I've received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." One of the things I love and that we can draw from as we seek to carry on the gospel is Paul's motive. In verse 18 and beginning in verse 19, it says that when these leaders came to him, Paul said, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord." In all his travels, Paul visited at least 50 cities. He traveled over 10,000 miles. He planted churches and discipled many. And in all the trials that he faced, imprisonment and stoned and shipwrecked and more, Paul's motive was simple. It was to serve the Lord. Paul exemplifies for us that a life given to the gospel is a life driven to serving the Lord. You see, Paul wasn't interested in making money or enjoying the easy life or being a Christian celebrity. Paul wanted to be a servant to the Lord. And in doing so, he leveraged his talents, his giftings, his knowledge, his skill set to do so. Paul would put aside his preferences, his wants, his desires, his comfort in order to serve the Lord and reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know I'm personally challenged by Paul's motive. In looking at my own life and looking at my own motives, I'm asking, what's behind the stuff that we acquire? What's behind the property or the home that we have, the platform we've been given, the position at work, the time that's been allotted to us, or the influence that we have? If we're honest, it's really only two things that motivate us, either ourselves or the Lord. We're either going to go about life serving ourselves with what I want and I need, and here's how I'm comfortable, and here's what's easy for me. Or we're going to go about life serving the Lord, asking, "Jesus, what do you want? Where do you want me to go? How do you want me to live? How do you want me to use what I've acquired? And how do you want me to use my time?" I get that this is tough. I get that it's countercultural. I even get that it's counterintuitive in how we're told to live. But when I think about it, and when you think about it, isn't this just how Jesus taught us to pray? He said, pray this way, right? "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done." What if our motive was to serve the Lord? What if it was always his will be done? What would it look like if we began to see and to leverage all that we have, our stuff, our time, our talents, our lives as ways and opportunities to serve the Lord, making sure His will is done, not ours. I think when we do, that's gospel living. That's carrying the mission forward. That's an always and everywhere mindset. And that's living a sent lifestyle. Let me pray for us and then maybe take some time to talk to God about how you can make Him the motive behind all that you do and how you can carry the gospel forward right where He has you. Heavenly Father, You are the creator, the sustainer, and the giver of all things. May we remember that all that we have, You've given it to us, that our time, our talents, our things, our very next breath is a gift from You. Therefore, help us to use all that we have to serve You, to make Your name known. Help us not to cling to the things of this world. Help us to leverage the things of this world to make You known and to make an eternal impact, to make a gospel impact. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.